Trump declassify the so-called Nunes memo from the chairperson of the House Intelligence Committee? For one reason, and one reason alone, the memo shows demonstrably that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, abused its authority and its power and lied either through omission or commission to the secret FISA court when it sought a warrant against a low-level Trump volunteer advisor, Carter Page. In the big scheme of things, this memo is not that important. The one thing it does show is that the FBI was abusing its authority and the FISA court abused its authority. But the fact of the matter is, this happens every day and perhaps every hour of every day, mostly directed against progressive people in the United States or Muslims in the United States or the black community in the United States. And what we see here is Donald Trump cherry-picking one moment of abuse by the FBI and FISA, but for his own political purposes, which is to invalidate or derail the so-called Russia investigation. From my point of view, the Russia investigation, the insistence that there was collusion between Trump and Russia, has so far been completely unproven. There is no specific, actual, hard evidence of any collusion. And in fact, the allegations of collusion and the allegations against Carter Page that were used by the FBI when it sought a warrant before the FISA court are based on nothing other than the opposition research paid for by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton, which provided the FBI with unvetted intelligence material, making salacious allegations against Trump and his associates. And that, too, proves something about the American political system. Both the Democrats and the Republicans hire opposition research, political mercenaries, and that's what Christopher Steele is, the former British intelligence agent, mercenaries to drug up dirt on the other candidates. In this case, the opposition research was used by the FBI in a hostile way against the Trump campaign to prove collusion between Trump and Russia. The big story there is not really Trump. The big story is there are forces in the United States, in the military-industrial complex, in the neoconservative establishment that want to poison rather than improve relations between the United States and Russia. That's the big picture.